Congratulations to Erica Beyer, an agriculture education major at Iowa State University, who was just elected the National FFA Secretary. Erica, tell me how you are feeling.
Wow, that's about the only word I can think of right now. What an honor and an humbling experience it is to be elected to this office and be able to serve for a whole entire year, the National FFA organization.
Let's back up. Tell me about your story in FFA.
Yeah, so growing up, I grew up working on a small cow-calf operation and then also a pumpkin operation. And my own high school, Adel DeSoto Minburn, did not have an agriculture program at the time. So every day, I trekked over to the Earlham FFA chapter about 20 minutes down the road and took my agriculture classes. And so throughout high school, got really involved in career development events and my supervised agriculture experience of growing pumpkins and selling pumpkins. And that eventually led me to just understanding the true meaning of service and living a servant life. And I knew I wanted to run for state office, was blessed with the opportunity to serve in that capacity. And now I'm finding myself here, and what a crazy experience, but what a blessing it is to be right here.
When did you know you wanted to run for a national FFA office?
That's a great question. I had an idea during my state FFA officer year that I wanted something more. We actually have a two-term president in Iowa, so I ran for president, but I wasn't elected. And I knew I needed some time to just reflect and know myself a little bit better. And so I took a year off of FFA. And then after that, that coming fall, I helped a couple career development event teams practice. And I knew that my heart was still with high school students and agriculture teachers and supporters across Iowa. And I knew I wanted to pursue something more. And so went ahead and submitted my application and was blessed with candidacy.
What do you hope to give the National FFA organization this year?
I want to give them joy, and I want people to know that they're valued. I truly believe we're in a world right now where we seem very broken, and I know that from a high school student perspective, you know, you're going through high school and you don't necessarily know the route you're going to take, and so anything that I can do to help students understand that, and then also to help those students share their stories with alumni members and supporters and financial supporters, so on and so forth, I'm going to take every opportunity that I can.
Now, how about for you? What do you personally want to get out of your year serving as a national officer?
I want to be able to come out of this year with some amazing stories from members and some unforgettable experiences. But more importantly, I want to be able to grow in my faith and grow alongside members in my speaking skills and presentation skills. And together, we can, we will.
Who's your biggest role model that helped get to you where you are today?
My biggest role model is actually a former national officer, Layla Down. I met her my senior year of high school. I actually helped charter a chapter at my home high school that I graduated from, and she was one of the people interviewing, and I had the opportunity to meet her. And ever since then, whether it's coffee or hanging out at her house, I've just really looked up to her and her leadership and her faith, and she's helped me through this process and helped me understand why I'm running, and I'll be eternally grateful for that.
What are you most looking forward to serving as a National FFA officer this year?
I'm looking forward to an absolutely packed schedule, but a packed schedule that's filled with FFA members, really cool stories, and uniting our backgrounds together as one.
Okay, last question. When they called your name, Erica Beyer, what was the very first thought that went through your head?
I had to comprehend that they said Iowa first, because honestly, I was like, oh, no, like there's no way. It was a good time while I had it. But I had to comprehend that, and then all of a sudden I was like, oh my gosh, that's my state. And then my name followed, and wow.
You just heard from your newly elected National FFA Secretary, Erica Beyer from Iowa. For FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg.